couple of years ago, I read an author who I routinely go to and read, and he basically writes some of the coolest stuff, but then he wrote a hit piece on the church. And I saw that a couple of years ago, and it was so out of character that I was forced to read the whole thing. And he laid the church out for the fact that we are supposed to be the group of people that walks around and expresses this thankfulness to God to others. He said it's one of our primary ways to share the fact that we have a relationship with Christ, in the fact that when we go out there amongst the unbelievers, we share a thankfulness to God that they don't have. And he said that's the thing that gets their attention, and we're not doing that. And then he said this, and I don't want to go too far with this because this is not preaching time. But he said the reason for that is simply because we as a church, the body of believers in Western culture, have been so absorbed into Western culture that we can only think about being thankful in terms of what we've got, listen, most recently, and not the stuff we got before, because that's old hat. We're not thankful for that. But only thankful for the stuff, listen, the material stuff that we got just recently. And if I didn't get much material stuff recently, then I'm not that thankful. I read that, and it made me think of the things I've acquired. And I was like, that might be talking to me right now about a few things. And probably you too. But at the heart of our thankfulness is being thankful to God the person for Him. Forget my situation for right now. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But thankful to God Himself for Himself. Different things about God that you've come to discover, and hopefully you heard some of them as we walked around and shared. He's like those kind of things. Reality, just Bruce has been back here 15 seconds. I talked to him for 20, and he shared with me a book that he read that I have also read, and it had the same effect on him as it did on me, about one aspect and one attribute of God, which I will listen, I will work over and churn over for the rest of my life, and then when I'm in His presence, I think the churning will continue because it's so fantastic. So, with that said, think for a moment, what did you hear or what did you think as far as an aspect of God, a characteristic of God Himself, that you would be most thankful for? That, hey, no matter what happens in your life, maybe this aspect carries the day of making you this thankful person no matter what happens. Anybody want to share what you heard, which was maybe unique and neat? Okay, Bob, you want to stance and talk loud with that drama voice you got?
His grace.
Oh, I thought it was going to be more than that. Okay, good. His grace. What? That shut me up. Thank you, Bob. His grace. You don't want to get questioned either. We're not going to do that, all right? His grace. Did you hear it? His grace.
He is ultimately the truth.
He is ultimately the truth. Kathy?
Personal.
But
what was cool about that is you could put it with every other attribute.
Okay.
Personal protection, personal love, personal grace, personal forgiveness.
I like that. Personal. I hadn't gone that direction. It's great. Good and loud. Really loud if you can.
Comfort.
Comfort. I like all the aspects of what that does for me. Comfort. Okay.
His love for all of us.
His love for all of us? Okay. I got to ask you this in front of witnesses. Does He love you?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Okay. Good. That's great, isn't it? You know what? The whole bit. I'm being a little funny, but when you think about it, when you take it right down to the fact that He loves me. Now, I'm not being selfish. Forget about you folks. But the God of the universe loves me. Can you imagine that? Forget about you. He loves me. The more you ponder that, you go, wow, what does that mean? That's kind of neat.
It's everlasting and unchanging.
Everlasting and unchanging. Is that important to you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I'd hate to get the memo next week, an hour before my death, that He changed the rules on my salvation. And I'd go, I can't do anything about it now. Unchanging is huge in a universe where everything is changing. Great stuff. Okay, Florence, help me out. You heard that from Matt? Okay. His holiness. Do you know what that is? Okay, yeah, I don't. Hey, Matt, what did you say? His holiness?
Well, I said it was kind of a cop-out answer because it was self-defining of all of God's attributes.
Right. Okay? But in essence, his holiness is what, Matt? Thank you. Well, okay. His very essence. Exactly. He'll get a shot later. Trust me. Okay. Jerry?
I'm kind of like Matt. The term that I use, though, is perfection. Because that's the umbrella that I couldn't choose. I don't mean to sound greedy, but I couldn't pick just one attribute that I'm most grateful for. And perfection or holiness covers all of them.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't be perfect if he was missing any of those attributes.
Hmm. David? Amen. Amen. That's huge. Okay, let's not hide away from that. Jim?
His triune nature is three persons.
Wow. Okay.
His love, his purpose in sending Christ, makes all of our relationships.
That's huge. You know, in doing this out loud, you think, well, this is just an exercise we're doing. No. In doing this right now, you're praising the God who is present right here. He hears this. He hears your heart. If you don't share, he hears your heart for what you're thankful for about him. In the next song, in another minute or two, he hears your heart as you sing that song about how great he is. Janie?
I'm thankful that he gave his son up and shed his blood.
Amen. Janie, do you think you'll thank God for that? What, the rest of your life, maybe? Okay. Okay, just checking. Will you thank him for it after this life?
I will go.
That's right. That'll be it. There you go. Catch that enthusiasm? That's it. I really maintain we'll be praising him forever for these attributes of his. Glenn? Now, many of you know me by now, and right now my tongue's being bit twice sideways. You're right, Glenn. Some people don't want a relationship. But anyway, but you're equally right that God has sought you out, dovetailing off of Dave. He has sought you out for that relationship. That's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Anybody else? This has been fun.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness for you?
For me.
Amen. Okay. Forgiveness for you. Forgiveness for you. I never get over that. Okay, you see how some of these attributes you cannot get over? They're just overwhelming. Every so often during the year, we get a chance to share with each other about maybe what's going on in our lives that we're thankful for, even if it's been a tough situation. I have heard in different churches, people literally have the courage to stand and say some of the most hurtful situations they're in that I wasn't aware of, and then said, I'm thankful to God for that situation, for what it's taught me about him and about myself and how the Holy Spirit's using it to refine me, even though it's been tough. I'm going to ask you right now to be thinking, not speaking, but thinking. Can you think with me, over the past year, what would I say I'm thankful for? And when you start to think that way as a follower of Christ, you don't think about the new TV you got, and you don't think about the new computer you got or the new car you got, and you surely should be thankful for those things. But it seems like we go to other places when we think over the past year, what has happened over the past year that even though it was tough, I'm thankful to God for. Now you can be, hey, listen. Kid got married, new baby, new grandkid. Those are really, really great things. You might share that if you'd like. I'm thankful to God that my grandkid number went up. I think. Christmas is coming. Not so much. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. But if you look back over your past, you're going to put your finger on one or two things that you're thankful for. Most thankful for. Most thankful for that God has maybe engineered or done in your life or given to you. That you'd say, hey, you know, that came from him and nowhere else. I mean, I've just asked you to think, not share. So think. Can you put your finger on some things? With that said, if anybody would like to right now, by way of a brief 30 seconds, 45 seconds, whatever, unless you've got something really cool to say, we'll let you go the rest of the morning, we'll just dismiss in prayer. but if you'd like to share with us a little insight into your life, as to what you are thankful for right now, something that's happened over the past year that you're thankful for. Maybe something you prayed about for quite a while, something you struggled with for quite a while, but something you're thankful for. I'm going to let you share that now, but we're not going to go around the room, so only if you'd like to. If you'd like to raise your hand up, I'd have you stand. We've even got a microphone available so everybody can hear. Would you do that right now? Just put your hand up and say you want to. Share something. Yes, Florence, come stand up. And you're going to get a microphone held in front of your face as you turn toward the people. As you turn toward the people.
Oh, okay.
Good job.
After all the prayers that were said for my son-in-law, he found a new job and started back to school. And I'm very, very thankful for that.
Very good, Florence. We were part of that group praying. Small group was part of praying for that. And it was such a weight and a burden on her. You know what, Florence, and I would say this to you personally. It's been really cool to see you take on some of those responsibilities spiritually for your family. It's really neat. So thanks for sharing that. Okay. Somebody else want to put their hand up and share? David, please stand up.
I think we have a tendency, as some of us get the end of our life, to think, been there, done that, and we don't need to grow anymore. And I'm just thankful that even at my advanced age, I've been able to grow so much in the last year through this church and others. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you, David. Anybody else like to share? Again, I am not one of those people that will milk a moment. But we're going to stay here if you'd like to share. Because it's good to hear from each other. So what's going on right here, Kathy?
I'm just thankful this year for at least one more year with my mom. As we say in Louisiana, it's lanyap. It's a little something extra.
Okay. Lanyap. Learned a new Greek term today. Okay, good. Just kidding. All right. Excellent. Jim, over.
I would say what I am most thankful for this year is just the opportunity to share in ministry with people all over the world. It's just very humbling, you know, with our connections in the Czech Republic, with a group that you all met from the St. Vincent, and with the missionaries that we support, and to be involved in their lives. It's just a great privilege.
It really is, and I appreciate that. Behind your backs, call you guys our missionaries and pastors at large, because God has called you to a unique ministry, which we thoroughly support and are encouraged by, and pray for you. So that's really neat. Ed?
Well, I got a couple of things. First off is becoming part of this brotherhood of this church. It's been very rewarding to me. Of course, I've always been looking for a place to park my heart with God. But I've got a special thanks, too, for my wife, who has been right there by my side for everything. And I thank the Lord for her.
She's a special lady, and you're special, too, Ed. Thank you. Okay, back here. Jerry, I'm sorry I'm having you get your step count up high today.
I'm doing good. 58 calories so far.
I'm thankful that God uses me, that He wants to keep on using me, and that whatever He decides as far as how, when, and where to use me, He knows best.
Amen. As we believe the Holy God of the universe personally, who said personal this morning? That was a great word. Personally puts you in situations 24/7 where He expects you to represent Him. That's neat when you think that way. So Jim Reed stands up and shares, yeah, around the world, here in Czech Republic, St. Vincent, here, there, whatever. And you might stand up and go, hold it. It's my place of work and my place of recreation. It's my neighbors. It's where God has uniquely placed you and fit you for that place to represent Christ. You got to look at your life that way. And one isn't more important than the other. They're just vital that each of us stand for Christ where we've been placed. Anybody else want to share what you've been thankful for over this past year? Something you'd like to encourage the body about or share the body with the body here?
I've got one if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, this might sound a little counterintuitive, but James did say to consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. And as you know, Bildern and I have had some serious trials this year, and I am thankful for those trials. Not immediately, like James said, consider it. It takes a little while. It's not automatic. You just don't go, oh, thank you, Lord, my son died. This is wonderful. No, it takes a while to realize what God is doing with that. And as you see Him developing other people's lives and your own, as He's given me confidence, as He's given me the opportunity to help other people, and I'm so appreciative. I mean, the first thing Heather said to me was that she was so sorry to hear about our son. And I so appreciate those condolences and the love that's behind them. But I'm also thankful for the event itself because I've seen it bring growth and maturity in other people's lives and in my own. So,
amen. Amen. Anybody else want to take the opportunity to share for just a minute what you're thankful for this past year? What are you thankful for? Okay. Again, I'm not a milker. So, Heather, you want to share? Was that what that was? Okay. Come on, stand up.
Well, it's been quite eye-opening for me this year with Bruce. His sight has really deteriorated, and it's brought me up sharp. That I have to do all the driving, which I've got used to, and I don't really mind, in all three countries, Cyprus, Britain, and here. But the thankful part, I suppose, is that at the moment, Bruce still has a little bit of sight, and he is very independent still and likes to do something, you know, whatever he can do. Paperwork is really quite difficult for him, but he's determined to do it. So I'm grateful that the Lord has been slow in making this process so that I've got used to accepting it, I think.
Amen.
Is that
the God who walks before you in all things, even this situation. Okay, going once, twice, three times. Anybody else want to share? Thankful for this past year. Back here. Tristan, wait to get the microphone. We all want to hear this. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, the whole world's going to hear this on the internet.
Get your phones out.
I'm just thankful for all the experiences that me and Tyler have had with the band and stuff like that, and just getting to live our life and have just experience new things every day. And just some of the people we meet are so cool, and some of them don't even go to church, but it's like to talk to them and just have a relationship with them is a awesome thing to me.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate that. Tristan? Anybody else? Okay. Okay, good. Once, twice, three times. Thank you very much. Appreciate you sharing with the ushers. Please come forward to receive the morning offering. Ushers, come on up. Hey, listen. Part of expressing our heart is expressed through the offering. And we don't make a big deal out of the money part of the offering, maybe as much as we should. But money is where the heart is. And we give out of our heart to support the ministries of the church. That's what this is about. But listen, this is also between you and God. And He directs you on how much you should give. And that's why there's no guilt story or, oh, cute little story about a puppy that cried. You don't need to hear that to get more dollars extracted from you. I will say this. Your giving is between you and the Lord, and it, too, is an act of thanksgiving and praise to Him. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank You for Jesus Christ, and thank You for the ultimate sacrifice made for us, that being Jesus Christ. We're overwhelmed by that, and we thank You for that gift, that awesome, phenomenal gift of Your Son, Jesus. And now, Father, we give this offering by way of thanks, by way of praise to You, by way of response to You and reaction to You. Father, use these funds and our very lives and the time that's left in it to serve You and count for Your kingdom and glory as well. For it is in Your Son's name we pray. Amen. As the offering has taken place, I know that, folks, you can give dual attention to different things that take place here in the front. So I'd ask you to watch up front for something I'm about to do right now. It's almost like a magic trick. Because I am one who will never put somebody on the spot, ever, except for this morning. And the reason is, Matt, can you come up here and assume the pulpit position? Sounds like he's going to be initiated. Did we lose the microphone? Okay, we need the microphone. On the stand. Stand. Right there. Okay.
Mike's.
If you know anything about me and how I talk about Matt behind his back, it's one of deep appreciation. I love our friendship. We swirl around things that are theological and God-centered and Scripture-centered. You can imagine that because that's all that pastors talk about is that kind of stuff. Right.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. What you don't realize is that Matt and I have got varied interests in some other areas. And some I'm not so proud about, but we've got them, okay? Anyway, point of the matter is this. I thought it would be very appropriate this morning if you had a visceral response to the fact that today is Matt's birthday. All right. Let's say happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much. It's just the modern wonders of social media that inform lots of people it's your birthday. I appreciate that. You know, I'm 52 today. I've just been taking care of myself. And you know, I don't get people to lie about their age when they say they're younger. Thank you. You know, when people are younger, you're kind of like, oh, they lie about their age to say they're younger. You're kind of like, oh, okay, well, you don't look good for your age. You don't think that. You don't say that. But that's why you should lie that you're older. People are impressed. All right. I heard in a lot of people's answers, and I heard from Pastor Mike, even in the prayer, about thanks and praise. Well, let's do a quick Hebrew word study because let's get your minds blown. They're connected concepts in the Hebraic mind. They're not separate how we often think of them. First, let's look at Leviticus 22, 29 through 30. When you sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, you shall sacrifice it so that you may be accepted. It shall be eaten on the same day. You shall leave none of it until morning. I am the Lord. Sacrifice, this word thanksgiving here is tauda, and it always is associated with a literal sacrifice, but it's done publicly in like on display. But you're doing it, it's translated as thanksgiving because the sacrifice is done to acknowledge that the Lord has forgiven you. And you're doing this publicly. You're expressing it. This isn't just something that you feel. It's not an abstract concept like, I'm thankful. And you say it to yourself in private. No, you're thankful, so you demonstrate it in public, and you give something up. And you know what's fascinating about this passage? I didn't even pick this example on purpose, believe it or not. But in later retrospect, I was like, this is even an example where the Lord goes, and make sure you eat this sacrifice of thanksgiving together. Wow. I mean, there's some fellowship there. So they kill the animal, they eat it together, and they publicly demonstrate that they're thankful. That just happens to fit really well. So toda is a public display of sacrifice. It's connected to almost the temple ritual system. Let's look at another one. Let's look at Isaiah 25:1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name. For you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. Now, if we go on to read this, we find that the Lord will defeat their enemies for them and put them in a good place. And it's all because they're thankful that he has forgiven them of their trespasses and they've turned to him again, so he will work to protect them. And the word, we will give your thanks to your name, here, this word thanks is yada. And that is just a public display of praise. That is, it's often translated as praise, but sometimes thanks. And it's not that the translators are double-minded about this. It's just that in Hebrew it's the same concept, and we just have a different emphasis. So praise and thanks are so connected that they're inherently the same word. So, you know, a close friend of mine told me a story. He used to be in prison ministry, and he talked to some of the prisoners, and he said one of the men told him he wanted to be judged based on justice. And he said, you know, he thought to himself, that's terrible. I don't want to be judged on justice. I want to be judged on grace. What a wonderful sentiment. Absolutely. So we should be judged according to God's grace, not justice. And thankfulness for that, I think, is just key. And, you know, I just wanted to think about that this morning. And just that's what we see here. They're just thankful to God that he is judging them according to his mercy. And they are publicly displaying it through praise and sacrifice in their lives and fellowship with one another. So again, the word for thanks here is yada. So this morning I just want you to say to God, yada, yada, yada. Thank you.
That may be another show that we both enjoy. Thanks, Matt. Wow, let's close in prayer. I've got no comeback for that. Thank you, Matt. John, would you stand? John has copies of Scripture, as part, which is the outline this morning. If you need one, just raise your hand. You'll take one from him. There are some phrases that are thrown around during Thanksgiving season that kind of drive me nuts. So I thought I'd share one of them with you right now, and it's this. Have you ever had somebody say to you, "Happy Turkey Day"? Hopefully you don't say that. But I don't like that. I just don't like that. And you know what? The other one I've heard that I like but doesn't go far enough is this. In fact, one of the grocery stores has got a commercial on right now where a family and an extended family are getting together for Thanksgiving dinner. And they show the people arriving and different people cooking and making the food. And I sat there after watching it the first time and I looked at my wife and I said, "I want to be adopted by that family." Not sure they'd have me, but it'd be kind of cool if they would do that. But the point is, most of these Hallmark Channel moments that you see is the family getting together, and I'm sorry, I'm going to do some stereotypes here, and they're wearing their sweaters. Okay, you got the picture too. And they're all kind of dressed above business casual, all looking really good. None of the sweatpants you wear on Thanksgiving or shorts or any of that stuff. They look pretty good. And they get around the table. The kids are perfectly behaved. And as they sit there, whoever's at the head of the table says, "Now we're going to go around and share what we're thankful for." And so lo and behold, they go around and they share something they're thankful for. Well, I'm thankful for. And they go around and share. And all I want to add to that is this. Who are you thankful to for what you just shared? Who are you thankful to? Who is the one who gave you all of these things that you're thankful for? Who is the giver of all good gifts? Who or what is the origination point of all the things that just got shared around this family table? While I believe it's good and healthy for us to have a thankful attitude, that only goes part of the way. The rest of the way is this. Thankful to who? And we call out exactly who it is. The God of the universe, who is the giver of all good things. You got your scripture note here? You'll see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, Paul says this, "To give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." In fact, I thought to myself, Paul was an educated man who could have made a lot of money in the culture and maybe did before he actually came to Christ. But something happened. When he came to Jesus Christ, things kind of went sideways, which is why I added this scripture here from 2 Corinthians chapter 11. It's on your note sheet. It's in front of you. Look at it with me. Watch what Paul says. That he probably could have said this. "Up to the time I came to Christ, my life was all in order. I had a family. I had accumulated money. I was on a rising political career. I could have been a somebody." You ever heard that from someone? "I could have been a somebody." And then he comes to Christ and he encapsulates some of the experiences here. Listen to me carefully. If I shared or had these experiences, maybe half of them, I maybe would consider going the other direction. Because the bozo preachers on TV would never highlight this stuff. Those people would highlight the fact that when you come to Jesus, all of your needs are met. When you come to Jesus, you have abundant riches. Abundant position. People seek you out. You become a somebody. You come to Jesus, you get the stuff. That's not what I read here. In fact, I'm going to read it for you, so you need to hear it. From 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul writes this. "Are they servants of Christ? I'm a better one. I'm talking like a madman with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings and often near death. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one." Everybody do the math. That's how many? 39. Okay, good. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day I was left adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, dangers running, of course, danger from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from the false brothers, in toil and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Really? I got to tell you something. Sign me up for some of that. Just break off a big piece of that for me. Because that's what I want to experience in Jesus. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Because he was a shepherd for the church and felt what they were going through. He felt it on his own shoulders. And yet this is the same Paul in 1 Thessalonians who just said to me that I'm to give thanks in all circumstances. And it made me think this. It made me think that as you think back over your past year, maybe as you think back over your past number of years, in fact, maybe since the time you came to Christ, things haven't exactly been peachy. In fact, maybe after you came to Christ, listen to me, things got worse. How could that be? Your status, your position in this life, the things you had and the things you cherished, maybe your position in life got worse after you came to Jesus Christ. Maybe you would look at what Paul wrote here and you would say this, that's me. I can point to a number of things. This past year, we've experienced sickness and we've experienced financial problems and employment problems and relationship problems, maybe because of Christ. This past year, we've experienced death. Not just once, but a couple of times. One I didn't see coming. I could write a paragraph like this. And it's not been fun. And you know what? Truth of the matter is, you put all those things together, and you might not be thankful today. You might actually say to the question of, what are you thankful for? You would say this, nothing. I got nothing. I've got nothing to be thankful for. And you may have also realized this, and I'm talking to a specialized group of people this morning who've experienced this and haven't been thankful genuinely to God for a long time. Maybe your spiritual life is stalled, and I would guarantee you that it has. It doesn't mean you don't believe in Jesus, but your spiritual life just doesn't have the energy and the vibe that it used to have. Hold it. Remember when it was the neatest thing? Remember when you came to Christ and you couldn't wait to get to the Word to study about the Lord? Remember when you came to Christ and you were excited to tell other people about the thing that you just experienced with the God of the universe, receiving Christ as your Savior? Remember when that was the most exciting thing going on? Remember when you prayed electric prayers, asking God for really cool stuff? And I'm not talking about a new car and a new house. I'm talking praying this way, praying with boldness, for neighbors and for friends and for workmates to come to know Jesus Christ. How about that? Do you remember praying like that and then expecting God to open doors that something would actually happen and maybe even use you in the process of leading somebody else to Christ and discipling them to be like Jesus Christ? Remember when your walk with Christ was like, it's not like that anymore. It's not. In fact, Mike, if you don't say what you say on a Sunday, I might not hear the scripture the rest of the week because I just got stuff to do. Other things, honestly, have become more important. And I believe that if your spiritual life has gotten to that place where it is stalled out and, listen to me, staled out, which is easy to happen, then I would say this, at the root and core of it, is probably the fact that you've not been thankful to God for God Himself and for what He has done. Listen to me carefully here. I really believe the crux of this, is to be thankful from your core to Him no matter what the situation or circumstances that you're in. And the fact of the matter is this, I wanted you to see this morning. Look at the other scripture that's up here. 2 Samuel. Would you look at that with me? Chapter 22, verse 50. I wanted you to see something here this morning, because I increasingly am hearing from people who say they know Christ, and they're saying this to me. Well, you just don't know what it's like out there. The atmosphere of what's going on is very anti-Jesus. Our culture is walking away from the Lord. People don't want to hear what I have to say about Jesus. And I go back to this one verse in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 50. And it basically says this, "For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises to your name." And I went back and did a little work and looked at that. And some of your translations pick up on that. You know what they say? "I will praise you, O Lord, among the heathen, the nations, the people that don't know you. I will stand and I will praise you." Meaning that in all circumstances, in less than optimal conditions, in the presence of other nations of people who don't approve of what I believe in, who don't approve of Jesus Christ, do not revere His name, I will praise you, I will thank you. And they'll be able to see that. And you look around. That is exactly the situation we find ourselves in. Our situation, and I'll say this very poetically, I've arranged for the clouds to come in right now, but if you look outside right now, it's getting darker. That was tough to pull off, by the way, but it happened, okay? It's getting darker, and I say that to be funny and say this to be serious. The reality is, you may have noticed that our culture is getting darker. That maybe you've come to realize that it just seems like in every single place I go, they run away from the name of our God. They run away from the things of Jesus. In fact, they want nothing to do with it. In fact, this, they will belittle you, which they've done before, but now they will literally humiliate you because of your faith. Our culture continues to turn to be darker and darker against the things of Jesus Christ. And listen to me, all the way from 2 Samuel, "I will praise you, O Lord, among the heathen, above the nations, among the nations." In their presence, as it darkens up and darkens up and darkens up, I continue to thank my God, and that's what I'm called to be. And if you've been stalled in your spiritual life in any way, shape, or form, this is probably the missing thing that will release you to go back to a vibrancy in your spiritual life. Go back to thanking Him. Make it a point. Make it an effort. Make it an intentional action that I will go back and I will thank Him. I'm not going to give my list of what I want. I'm just going to spend some time in prayer and just thank Him for who He is. And then when I'm done that list, I'm going to say amen and get up and get about my business, still thankful. That's a cool way to be. Let's bow our heads. And listen, only you know if this applies to you, and you know what your spiritual walk in life has been, but I would almost guarantee you with the amount of things that are going on in our lives that thanking our Lord is not on the top of the list. That thanking our Lord the way we should and thanking our God for who He is and what He's done is not often thought about. So listen, with your head bowed right now, you and God alone in the presence of your heart, would you do that? Would you thank Him? Would you thank Him for Him? Would you thank Him for who He is? Would you thank Him for aspects and characteristics about Him and Him alone, because nobody else has these? Would you thank Him right now? Would you praise Him right now? Would you worship Him right now in this quiet room? Would you do that in your heart right now?